Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, January the 4th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless us each and every day. You continue to reveal to us the things that are happening around us based upon your prophecies and the information that you've given us in advance. We ask today that you would continue to fill us with understanding, that our lives might reflect you, and we might be obedient to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, of course, I want you to continue to take a look at the little series that we're doing right now, The Rise of the Christian Coalition. And today we're dealing with part 3, but you'll find parts 1 and 2 on our website, timewatchministries.net, under the recording area. You'll find it there in the daily briefing section. All right? We have been taking a look at, as I said before, The Rise of the Christian Coalition, Part 3. And we've been looking at an article entitled The Despoiling of America by Catherine Eureka. You'll find that on the World News Daily Information Clearinghouse website. Let me give you the name of that website again. It's the World News Daily Information Clearinghouse website. The title of the article again is The Despoiling of America. The writer of the article is Catherine Eureka. And the article was published back on February the 11th, 2004. That's 2004. Now, we've been dealing with this article. It's quite an expansive one, and so we've been pulling it apart, doing it part by part. This would be, as I said before, part 3. I would suggest that you go back and listen to parts 1 and 2. But today we are going to be dealing with part 3. Here's where we are going to start today. We're dealing with the concept of dominionism. Dominionism. When one examines the progress of its agenda, one sees that dominionism has met its timetable. The complete takeover of the American government was predicted to occur by 2004. Now, let me just pause to say that dominionists believe that they have been given authority by God to take control of the entire world. First, to take control of the United States of America, and then to take control of the entire world, which is a fulfillment of what God told us in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, which describes the United States of America, or the beast, that second beast, as causing or forcing the entire world to worship the first beast. All right, so let me just read that first sentence again for you. When one examines the progress of its agenda, one sees that dominionism has met its timetable. The complete takeover of the American government was predicted to occur by 2004. Continuing. Tim LaHaye predicted on Pat Robertson's 700 Club show in September the 25th, 1985, that 110,000 evangelical, fundamentalist, and Pentecostal churches could sponsor one person per church to run for office and win. That in a decade, they would hold every office in the U.S. At the time, he said, there were only 97,000 public offices in the U.S., so we would have more Christians in office than there are positions. By 1994, for the first time in 40 years, Republicans regained control of Congress. Similarly, Ralph Reed predicted that by the year 2000, they would control Congress. Gary North wrote in 1985, I propose a program. Some variant of this program must be adapted if we are to have any meaningful hope in recapturing the machinery of civil government, the media, and the educational institutions. It will be done. It must be done. It has already begun. How long it will take is problematic. I think we will begin to see major victories before the year 2005. Unless the American people reject the GOP's control of the government, Americans may find themselves living in a theocracy that has already spelled out its intentions to change every aspect of American life, including its cultural life, its constitution, and its laws. Now, let me just say that I'm reading an article that was published back in the year 2004, all right? And as I said before, the topic for today is the rise of the Christian Coalition, part 3. And you'll find this on the World News Daily Information Clearinghouse website. And the title of the article is The Despoiling of America. The writer of the article is Catherine Eureka. And it was published on February the 11th, 2004. Continuing. Here's what it says. Born in Christian Reconstructionism, which was founded by the late R.J. Rushdoony, the framers of the new cult included Rushdoony, that would be R.J. Rushdoony, his son-in-law, Gary North, Pat Robertson, Herb Titus, a former dean of Robertson's Regents University School, Charles Colson, Robertson's political strategist, Tim LaHaye, Gary Bauer, the late Francis Schaeffer, Paul Crouch, the founder of TBN, the world's largest television network, plus a virtual array of like-minded television and radio evangelists and news talk show hosts. Now, I'm going to read that list over for you because I know that you're accustomed to seeing these men, but you probably have no relation between them and the direction in which they were really heading. This was not just about church on television. This was a political move that they were making, heading in a particular direction. So let me read that list again for you. Born in Christian Reconstructionism, which was founded by the late R.J. Rushdoony, the framers of the new cult included Rushdoony, that would be R.J. Rushdoony, his son-in-law Gary North, Pat Robertson, Herb Titus, the former dean of Robertson's Regency University, Charles Colson, Tim LaHaye, Gary Bauer, the late Francis Schaeffer, Paul Crouch, the founder of TBN, the world's largest television network, plus a virtual army of like-minded television and radio evangelists and news talk show hosts. Continuing. Dominionism started with the Gospels and turned the concept of the invisible and spiritual kingdom of God into a literal political empire that could be taken by force, starting with the United States of America. Now, I don't even know, let me just pause here to say, I don't even know if these men understand the implications of all that they're saying here. Because what they're actually saying is exactly what Revelation chapter 13 is saying in verses 11 and 12. Verse 11 describes this beast that comes up out of the earth, that has two horns like a lamb, which begins to speak as a dragon. That is a description of the United States of America. And then verse 12 says that it will cause the entire world to worship the first beast, which is the papacy. And this writer of this article is saying dominionism started with the Gospels and turned the concept of the invisible and spiritual kingdom of God into a literal political empire that could be taken by force, starting with the United States of America. Continuing. Discarding the original message of Jesus and forgetting that Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," the framers of dominionism boldly presented a gospel whose purpose was to inspire Christians to enter politics and execute worldly dominion so that Jesus could return to this earth prepared for his earthly rule by his faithful regents. Now that's important. And then the writer of the article continues to quote Machiavelli. And she says how Machiavellianism, communism, secular humanism, and neoconservatism inspired a new militant and evil anti-Christian religion. That's a subtopic that she has there. Continuing. In the 50s and 60s, right-wing Christians worried about communists and communism taking over the world. Along with communism, another enemy to Christianity was identified by ministers. In 1982, Francis Schaeffer, who was then the leading evangelical theologian, called secular humanism the greatest threat to Christianity the world had ever seen. Soon, American fundamentalists and Pentecostals were seeing humanists everywhere. Appearing on Pat Robertson's 700 Club show, Schaeffer claimed that humanism was being forced on Christians. It taught that man was the center of all things. Like communism, secular humanism was based on atheism, is what they thought, which was sufficient enough for Schaeffer to conclude that humanism was an enemy to the kingdom of God. The enemy is this other view of reality, Schaeffer spoke emotionally. Citing the Declaration of Independence as his authorizing document, he said, "Today we live in a humanist society. They control the schools. They control public television. They control the media in general. And what we have to say is we live in a humanist society because the courts are not subject to the will of the people through elections or re-election. All the great changes in this last 40 years have come through the courts. And what we must get in our mind is the government as a whole, but especially the courts, has become the vehicle to force this view on the total population, even if the total population doesn't hold the view." And so now, notice what he's saying here. He's making the point, and it's a serious point Schaeffer is making. We need to take over the government. But not only do we need to take over the government, we need to take over the courts. The courts must be controlled by us. Who is the us? The us is the dominionists. The basis of their dominion is their reconstructionism. They are going to reconstruct the entire system of government. That is what they are called to do. And so let me just read what he says here. Again, the very last sentence. What we must get in our minds is that the government as a whole, but especially the courts, has become the vehicle to force this view on the total population, even if the total population doesn't hold the view. And so Schaeffer claims that the major titanic changes to American society occurred since 1942. And here's how he continues. He says, when people force upon you and society that which is absolutely contrary to the word of God, and which really is tyranny, we have a right to stand against it as a matter of principle. And this was the basis upon which the founding fathers built this country. So notice these men back then, serious men, having an agenda that is serious. And let me go over some of those names again for you. Rush Dooney, Pat Robertson, Gary North, Herb Titus, Charles Colson, Tim LaHaye, Gary Bauer, Paul Crouch. And it's not accidental that you've seen these men on the television every single Sunday. And I'm sure that you probably have not really been paying that much of attention to what they have been saying. But they have been building a coalition, building a group that they have to use, that they're planning to use in the future. Continuing the article, it says this. On April the 29th, 1985, Billy Graham, the respected and world-famous evangelist, told Pat Robertson's audience on the 700 Club show that the time has come when evangelicals are going to have to think about getting organized corporately. I am for evangelicals running for public office and winning, if possible, and getting control of the Congress, getting control of the bureaucracy, getting control of the executive branch of government. I think if we leave it to the other side, we're going to be lost. I would like to see every true believer involved in politics in some way, shape, or form. Now that's Billy Graham. That's the dad. And that was in 1985, making that speech on April the 29th, 1985. Continuing. According to Schaefer, Robertson, and Billy Graham, then arguably the three most famous and influential leaders in the American Protestant church world, God's people had a moral duty to change the government of the United States. Although neither Robertson nor Schaefer used the words dominionism or dominion in their interview series, they used the word dominant when asking which culture was dominant in the United States, the Christian culture or the humanistic culture. They asserted that humanistic culture was the dominant force in America and Christians had to regain the dominance. So you see where this begins now. This is way back. And what I just quoted for you from what Billy Graham said, this was 1985 he was talking. All right. Continuing the article, it says this. Many other fundamentalist ministers were identifying communism and secular humanism as religions. However, the equating of political ideology with religion was not accidental. It allowed the preachers to revile an economic political system as false demonic religion, which Christians should reject at any cost. There was a grudging admiration for the on the part of Pat Robertson and the other politically astute dominionists, for they saw that a political agenda that wrapped itself in religious robes had the innate power to explode exponentially into the most politically dynamic movement in American and world history. So now they're doing exactly what God says the United States of America is going to do. They're abandoning the concept of democracy, of republicanism, of Protestantism, and they're moving into the direction of controlling the world, of forcing the entire world into worship. Continuing. The result of the new religion was that by the year 2000, 35 million Americans would declare war on the remaining 245 million. Now that's incredible. And of course, we are amazed at how the population is split in half right now. 71 or 72 million in support of the Republicans and the president and Donald Trump. And another 80% on the other side, supporting the democracy and Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not the original separation that existed. This article is saying that the result of the new religion was that by the year 2000, 35 million Americans would declare war on the remaining 245 million. And so when you get on the in the news and you watch people and you wonder how come these people are supporting a particular point of view, a particular segment of the society, you've got to understand that they're coming not just from a political standpoint, but they're being supportive of an agenda, a dominionist, reconstructionist agenda. They believe that there is an element here at play that God wants them to be in this direction, to head in this direction, and to take control of the United States of America. And by virtue of that, starting with that, also taking control of the entire world. Continuing the article, it says this. Karl Rove, President Bush's political advisor, told the Family Research Council in 2002, "We need to find ways to win the war." One is tempted to respond, "Wait a minute, they're in power, so why do they need to continue the war?" That is the salient question. The answer is frightening. Starting with a simple idea, Robertson perceived the enormous advantage of placing an otherwise unacceptable political theory into a religious context. By doing so, it would stand Christianity upside down and end American democracy. And so, a Machiavellian religion was born. And I don't know if you know too much about Machiavellian, but it's described here in the article that a Machiavellian religion was born. American Christianity had already seen extremes. For Dominionists, perhaps the single most important event in the last half of the 20th century occurred when the Reverend Jim Jones proved that the religious would follow their leader to Guyana and even further to their deaths. That fact could hardly have escaped the notice of even the dullest of politically minded preachers. Indeed, Jim Jones' surreal power over his congregants leaps out from the grave even today. If a man desired to change the laws in America, to undo Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal, for instance, and allow corporations the unbridled freedom they employed prior to the Great Depression, which included the freedom to defraud, pillage, and to destroy the land with impunity on the way to gathering great fortunes, what better way to proceed than to cloak the corruption within a religion? If a few men wanted to establish an American empire and control the entire world, what better vehicle to carry them to their goal than to place their agenda within the context of a religion? Jim Jones proved religious people would support even immoral political deeds if their leaders found a way to frame those deeds as God's will. The idea was brilliant. Its framers knew they could glorify greed, hate, nationalism, and even a Christian empire with ease. The religion the canny thinkers founded follows the reverse of communism and secular humanism. It poured political and economic ideology into a religion, and that combustible mixture produced dominionism. A new political faith that had the additional advantage of insulating the cult from attacks on the political agenda by giving its practitioners the covering to simply cry out, "You're attacking me for my religious belief," and that's religious persecution. So you're getting the feel now. You're beginning to see the direction in which these people have been heading for quite some time. I want you to know that this is really reflective of where we are today. But as I said before, this particular article was written back in 2004, 16 years ago, describing exactly the beginnings of what you are seeing happening now that is moving swiftly to its fulfillment. All of this, God has told us in advance. And you and I need to understand that God knows what he's doing, and he knows exactly how these things will play out. And he's been kind enough to give us the kind of warning that is so necessary so that we might walk according to his will and be indeed obedient to all that he says. So today, God is calling you to resurrender your heart to him, to make a new commitment to him, that you might be willing to walk according to his will. Today, again, we have taken a look at the rise of the Christian Coalition, part 3. And we will continue in our next session as we take a look at that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to guide, that you continue to protect us. We thank you that you have allowed to show us the fulfillment of all that you have told us in advance. We ask that you would fill us with understanding so that our hearts might be made strengthened and purified according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry, so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your daily briefing, January the 4th, 2021.